The Good Neighbor Network. FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro. FM 100.5 Smyrna. And online at WGNSradio.com. This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Bart Walker.
Well, good morning to you. We're going to be talking this morning about lawns and gardens. Yes, it is springtime. Although somebody forgot to tell the weatherman about that, because it's, I think it's 40-something degrees outside. And I know we had a forecast last night. I heard some of the meteorologists on this station talking last night about a chance of some snow flurries early this morning. I didn't get up to check to see if they were accurate, but I'm sure that some of these master gardeners must have been out there double checking, because that impacts your flowers quite a bit.
I didn't get up to check. I was in denial.
You did not?
Like, no, this is not happening.
Well, how is the weather in denial? Or on denial?
It was mild winter.
Okay.
No snow.
That voice that you heard is the one who coordinates the Master Gardeners on the program, Jennifer Salter. Hey, Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good to have you with us today.
Thank you.
You brought some friends with you.
I did. I brought Debbie Strobel, who is, you've been with us since 2022.
Yes.
And then I have Jeannie Schroeder, who is an intern, a current intern this year.
Very good. How does it feel to be an intern?
Oh, I'm having so much fun. It's a lot of learning, and yeah, yep. A lot of meeting new people and building community. It's really great.
Oh, that's exciting. What are some of the questions people ask you? Because I know you're out and about, and you'll really be out and about when farmers markets open,
mm-hmm.
because you're there in full presence, but you're over at the Lineball Library, you're at various other locations around town.
Yeah, April starts, we start getting busy in April. We have many one-day events that we're at. We're going to be at Adventures in Ag. On the 13th of April, we have Borough Barbecue on the 20th, Earth Day on the 20th. And then, as you say, the library, Lineball Library, we have the monthly series on the first Saturday, so that's this Saturday. And, yeah, we're going to be really busy. And once the markets start next month, you'll find us at the downtown market and the county market as well.
And people are really in serious looking at produce and things mm-hmm. of that sort, and they're wanting to learn how to grow it themselves.
Yes. I mean, I think right now the biggest question we get is, can I go ahead and plant my vegetables? I want to plant my vegetables.
Well, you brought this up now, so let's jump into mm-hmm. that particular subject. What can people be doing right now? Today is with April 4th, 40-something degrees mm-hmm. outside. What can people, or what should they be doing now?
They shouldn't be planting their tomatoes and other warm season crops. Not yet.
Everybody wants to plant
Everybody
tomatoes.
Wants to. My green beans are almost 8 inches tall inside my little greenhouse in the house, so I'm dying to get them out. But the last freeze is about April the 15th. Plus or minus 2 weeks. So we generally say, I think it's 1st of May, usually you're safe.
But you can plant some cold crops
yes,
right now.
Yeah.
Cold crops.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. Lettuce.
Lettuce. Yeah. They love this kind of weather.
So you can plant that and enjoy it now.
Yes.
And then you can plant it again way down.
In the fall. Road. They don't like the hot heat.
Right. But in the fall, you can come. So that particular type of crop has basically two seasons.
Yes.
In Tennessee, anyway.
Yes.
So, well, tell us a little more about what we could be doing right now.
I am getting my beds ready. That's what I'm doing.
What I'm
am
doing
putting
too.
My mulch down,
mm-hmm.
cleaning out my beds a bit, just getting everything ready so that when the danger of a frost is gone, I can just dive right in.
And the frost date again?
April 15th, plus or minus 2 weeks.
Okay. And who knows when it'll be this
who knows?
Year.
I mean, given the past few weeks, we would have sworn winter was gone.
Here's an interesting question. We just got this in from a listener, and they said that they had heard that with allergies and things being rampant right now, they had heard that it was because we've had this unseasonably cold weather, and it also has had a lot of rain. And that has brought an early growth of flowers and trees and leaves and stuff like that. And with the rain, it causes the buds to burst, flowing out, I guess, whatever flows out that makes us sneeze.
That one, I've not heard that one. But I do know this warm spell that we've had. It really did encourage all the trees and everything to, you can hear my voice as my allergies kicked in. So, yeah, I think allergy season has come early this year. My car is covered in a yellow. I don't know if your cars have done the same
so
thing.
So you already have that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Okay. I've been keeping mine in the garage, so I haven't noticed that yet. So you're getting the warning sign early.
Yeah, my plant stuff, all my plant things in the garage have expelled my car. So until I clean it up, my car sits outside and gets covered in pollen.
It's my first sign when I start feeling like I have allergies. I go out and look at the car and see the yellow film. I'm like, okay, it's here.
It's the right time. Yes. Now, is this the time of the year the stuff falls off of trees, the sap? Or is that it fall and messes up your car?
I think that's later on. I'm trying. I do have a tree that does that, and it's right above my vegetable garden, so the vegetables take a real hit. I think that's later on.
So you're
not exactly sure.
You have gardens that you've used in the past, and that's what you're working on right now.
I've never been able to grow vegetables. I have too much shade. I will grow cold season. I'll grow lettuce and carrots and things like that because the leaves haven't come out. Once the leaves come out on the trees, I had all shade. But I've lost a couple branches over the past years, and I think this year I have more sun. So I'm going to give it a try.
Here's another text from a listener, and they just moved to Murfreesboro. They said that they retired and moved here to be closer to family. We've heard that before. Mm-hmm. and they would like to set up some gardening there in their back porch area, patio area. What do they need to do? And also, what kind of plants grow in this area? I don't know where they're from, but from what it sounds like, they're not from around here.
Probably not. So I think it depends on what. When they talk about patio, are they talking about any kind of yard at all? Or is this going to be in pots or raised beds?
No. Let's just assume that they don't have a yard because there's so many condominiums and things of that sort that if they have a yard, it's a very, very small fenced-in area about the size of a big room.
Have you ever grown? I know there are varieties now of even zucchini that are smaller. They're bred to be smaller and grow in pots. I have some okra that I'm on the UT vegetable trials, and it's supposed to be able to grow in a container.
So they see the change in our living.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
There's even fruit trees now that you can grow in pots. Mm-hmm. Patio fruit trees.
What kind of fruit trees?
Apricots, nectarines, that type of thing.
Interesting. I've never heard of that. Mm-hmm.
And I have a blackberry bush growing well in a pot right now. Blackberries and raspberries. I've had a good luck with cherry tomatoes in pots. Peppers typically will do good in pots.
Yes.
Peppers do really well here. I have a plethora of peppers at the end of the season every year.
Now, the blackberries, that's often one of those crops that it takes a few seasons before it produces. Is that true with the ones in the pots?
That's been true of mine, yes.
Mm-hmm. So how many, is it three or four seasons?
Well, I think I'm on season two or three, and mine hasn't bore fruit yet. So I think that's holding true. But the plant itself is doing really well. It's grown by a couple of feet, and the leaves, it's just really healthy-looking plant in the pot. So I'm looking forward to the fruit. I don't know if I'll get that this season or maybe next season.
Now, as you grow these plants in pots and things of that sort, small containers, do you find that you have to do extra things to make them grow properly?
I find I have to pay attention to the watering a little bit more. They tend to dry out more in the pots for me. Other than that, no. I mean, I put good soil into the pots, and if you just make sure your soil is good, typically they do really well for me.
Just out of curiosity, we all know what kind of soil we have. It's not bad soil, it's just clay and rocks, period. Some things do well in clay and rocks. That's what you plant here. Mm-hmm. You don't plant something that you should be growing somewhere else. So with the ability to choose the soil, are you able to find really good soil places? And then have you noticed a difference in how it grows when you put it in a container with really good soil as opposed to clay and rocks? Not that that's bad. Don't want to have any hurt feelings with clays and rocks out there.
I have, and it's been a progression for me. We started our in-ground garden in 2020, and then we added some raised beds last year, and things that were in the raised beds with the good soil and kind of the underground, the Hügel culture.
Yeah.
I did that method, putting my raised beds together.
What is that word again?
Hügel culture. It's a German word, I think.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Yeah. When you do your raised beds, you put some brown matter in the bottom. So I lined the bottom just against the ground with cardboard boxes and leaves and limbs from my yard. And that's kind of the base of it. And it's a layering effect, basically, in your beds, and then good soil on top. So I've had really great results last year with our raised beds and doing that method.
It's a great way to use tree limbs and stumps and things like that fall after a storm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does somebody have a good definition of Hügel culture? I can't spell it right because I can't find it
I
on
think
Google.
It's Hügel.
Okay.
Kulture.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I don't know why I think culture starts with a C.
But I think
it's a German word.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the idea is you layer all this stuff and everything degrades and all the good stuff stays there.
It mimics the forest floor is what it's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of soil did you get? And do you just go to a lawn and garden store for this soil and buy it in the bags, or how do you get it?
Well, we have gone to like the lawn, not the big box stores, but we've gone to like the nursery, like Martin's or Southern Branch. We've gone to before and gotten bulk like compost. And so for us, it's been the first year we gardened, we just like tilled up our clay soil and we didn't really put any amendments in it. We didn't know what we were doing. and we're still learning, but we added compost, and it's really important, I think, to do some soil testing and understand what your soil, what's in your soil, what your soil lacks, and adding those amendments to your soil. Focusing on that first, especially if you're creating a new garden and you've not had one in that area before, that's really important to get the soil good. And then we've seen tremendous results with our plants. As we've started amending compost or get more organic matter into that clay soil that we have.
You just mentioned something about not knowing what your soil had in it. And we've talked about this before, about having a soil sample done of your yard. Mm-hmm. Do people get soil samples done of their container gardens?
A container garden, you know what you're putting in there. So you really don't need a soil test.
Okay.
Yeah, because you know that you're putting good soil in. Even if you make your soil yourself. At one point, I was buying soil and then buying compost and mixing it at a certain ratio, and I can't remember the ratio now, but mixing it together to create. So you're creating your own good soil. Or even if you buy it in bulk, it's been pre-done for you.
I've always heard that if you're in an area that has really dark soil, that is good soil. Is there any truth in that? Is the soil in your container? Your container has good soil. Is it dark?
It has tended to be, yes.
Yeah.
The dark soil tends to be good.
That may be a rule of thumb you could go by then. Mm-hmm. So,
well, certainly the clay is it red?
Yes.
So you don't want the red stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
The red stuff is clay.
Usually clay, yes.
Yeah.
And we, you know, I'm just thinking about composting and the composting tour that we did after one of our intern classes a few weeks ago at the the Rutherford County, the Ag Center, there's a demo gardens and there's a composting bin. And the composting, like the finalized compost, was really dark and rich and soft.
Compost
and
is usually called black gold.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. So again, that dark is a good sign.
Yes.
Okay, black gold.
Black
gold. Interesting. There was a while back, odd things I remember. People were selling guana something, bat poop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bat manure.
Yeah.
Yes, any kind of manure is always going to be good. It's going to be high in nitrogen.
That's a better kind. This was not just a...
No. There's actually some soils that you can buy on the market that has that in it.
Mm-hmm. Just be aware not to use your pet manure.
Yes.
Really?
No. So anything that is not an herbivore, I guess.
Yes. If livestock or wildlife is better.
And I understand don't use cows and horses and stuff like that manure.
You can use that, but you want that to compost for at least a year before you put that on your garden. You don't want to, what they call hot. That's when it's fresh. You don't want to use it. You want it to sit for at least a year and let it actually composts.
Yeah, it'll burn your plants.
Yes.
It's so strong.
And it's not good for you either because the plants are going to absorb that into the vegetable.
So would you put that into a compost heap?
Yeah.
And just sort of toilet or turn it around for a year, you say?
Yeah. Okay. 6 months to a year, I would give it. Mm-hmm. Some people will put hot fertilizer or manure on their garden beds in the winter time, and then let that sit there for like a good 6 months, and it will be ready to start turning into your soil in the spring. But you never want to use just straight. You want to always mix it with your soil.
Some interesting news there. Tell you what let's do. Let's pause for a moment. We'll be back and continue the conversation. We're talking with Master Gardeners this morning. And if you have a question, you can call us, you can text us. We've had quite a few texts already. Same number for either one of those, 615-893-1450. We'll be right back.
Rutherford County, it's Rick and Bubba, and we are pumped to be on WGNS. Be sure to join us weekdays noon till 2 right here.
Hi, this is Peter Demas. One of the things that we've done years ago is we've been able to do our orders, like our pastas and many other items, that we used to be able to put them in large pans, and now we have a catering team that will even deliver it to your home. We can drop it off for you, set it up, or they can come in and pick it up. Look up our catering menu on www.demasrestaurants.com. This is Peter Demas at Demas's Restaurant, 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. We have all the items needed to spoil your pet, toys, food, treats, and more. Whether you're a new pet parent or a very experienced one, you'll find the items and help you need here at Animal City. We are proud and thankful to be celebrating our 33rd year in the Murfreesboro community. That's Animal City. We're at 919 Northwest Broad Street, right here in Murfreesboro. Please check out our Facebook page.
Two powerful FM signals, one AM signal, and online at WGNSradio.com means that you can listen to us anywhere. AM, FM, online.
Partial sunshine develops here this afternoon. We'll see high in the mid-50s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 25. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 46.
This is Craig Wharton, store manager of the Tire World at Smyrna. We are Smyrna's local neighborhood tire store, and we have serviced all of our customers' needs since 1983. And thanks to all of our loyal customers for the last 33 years, we will soon be moving to our new location across from Nissan right here in Smyrna.
Middle Tennessee Electric organizing the 23rd Annual Earth Day Celebration Saturday, April 20th, 10 to 2 on the square. Check out MTE's Energy Hub trailer equipped with interactive energy efficiency displays. Free fun for the whole family. Find out more at rcearthday.com.
Now more than ever, start your mornings with WGNS. Swap and shop with Bart Walker. Weekday mornings, 7:50 to 8:10 on WGNS. AM, FM, online.
Welcome back. Our phone number, if you'd like to join us, talk or text, either one, same phone number, 615-893-1450. That's it, 615-893-1450. And we have some young ladies here who are all master gardeners, Rutherford County master gardeners. Jennifer Salter is with us.
Hi. Hi.
Hi. There she is. And Debbie Strobel, right alongside, and intern Jeannie Schroeder, 615-893-1450. We mentioned earlier in the broadcast some activities that are coming up. People can learn by attending these activities. You can learn by seeing some things actually happening. Let's go over some of those events. What are some of the priority ones people need mm-hmm. to go to?
Sure. We start off the month on April the 13th with Adventures in Ag. That's at Lane Agripark. And we'll be under the pavilion there. And just bring your gardening questions. We'll be able to answer them. You can walk around and see what's going on in our demonstration gardens.
And those are really interesting.
They are. We have several gardens there. We have an herb garden, vegetable, butterfly garden, perennial bed, small fruits, two rain gardens, a large and a small. So there's lots to see.
I was over with some folks last night, and they started talking about attracting hummingbirds. Mm-hmm. And so that's already in people's minds with your gardens that attract butterflies.
Yes.
Do they also attract hummingbirds?
Yes, they do. And you can plant specific plants to attract the hummingbirds.
Oh, okay.
They like, how do I describe it? The flowers with the long
trumpets.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
So they can stick their beaks in there.
Mm-hmm. And they almost,
but they're on their way.
They become tame, it seems like, from what I've heard. I've never had that good fortune. I don't even attract them mm-hmm. with the feeder, but much less have them eat out of your hands.
I think just a feeder alone may not attract. Well, because birds don't, they can't smell.
Ah.
So they're not smelling that sugar water. So you need to have the plants that will attract them, that something that they can get nectar from in your garden.
So something, what would you put in the garden if you didn't want to have an entire butterfly garden?
Mm-hmm.
What could you put that would attract hummingbirds?
My guess would be to do a little research, maybe online, or go up to the Ag Center, come visit us and go to the demonstration gardens, ask us there. We'll be there every Tuesday and Friday, and we can probably show you some plants that are in the gardens that will do well.
So
go to the garden centers.
Around.
Go to the garden centers. They will usually say what's good for hummingbirds.
They like petunias uh-huh. that have that long tunnel in them.
Okay.
Yeah, any type of vining plant, even honeysuckles, anything that's sweet, and they can get their tongue into.
Now, is this the time of year to plant those, like honeysuckles? It's one of the greatest smells of this time of the year that there could be.
I think just be aware what honeysuckle you're planting. There are a couple invasive species, so make sure you got a honeysuckle that's more native to the area.
Okay. Let's take a phone call here. Our phone number is 615-893-1450. 1450, you're on WGNS. Good morning. How are you today?
Hello, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, I have two questions. I'm thinking about planting a rose garden, and one is about the sun. The sun on my house, it comes up kind of perfectly at 12 o'clock. It will be shining directly onto the roses for the rest of the day. And the other question is soil preparation. The way I understand it, they like dry, the roots keep dry, so I have to have a raised bed. Is that correct?
What about that?
You wouldn't have to have a raised bed, but you need to, that water needs to be able to drain. They don't like for their roots to sit in water. So you want to mend that soil with, you know, some type of draining like sand or good compost, even, you know, mixing mulch in there, and of course you want to mulch them. And roses like to have 6 to 8 hours of sun. So if you're getting 6 to 8 hours of sun, that will meet your sun requirement.
But also be aware that of the rose rosette disease that's out there. I had a rose garden pulled out, had to pull out every single one of them. Mm. Once it infects it, there is no cure.
Yeah, the knockout roses.
Witch's broom is the other word for it.
The knockout roses tend to get that more so than others. And pruning is very important to roses. Make sure that you have good airflow in the center of those roses.
Sir, do you already have your rose plant?
No, I don't. Last year I was at the co-op, and man, they had a beautiful selection, a lot of variety.
Okay.
So I think that's where I'm going to go shopping.
That sounds logical. Mm-hmm.
Because
it's less likely that you would get a diseased plant.
Well, it's airborne, isn't it? I think
yes,
so.
It is.
If
you do happen to get it, take your rose out and do not compost it.
Yes. Don't compost.
No.
Get rid of. Put it in the trash.
Put it in the trash. Yeah.
Okay. Good luck to us. Let us know how that goes for you.
I will. Thank you.
Have a good day. Enjoy it. I was so tempted to play that song, "Rose Garden." I had to hold back. Our phone number, 615-893-1450. We have the Master Gardeners with us today, having a good time learning new ways to have flowers and fruits and vegetables and enjoy yourself. For people who want to learn more about gardening, I know it's too late to sign up for Master Gardeners or too late to sign up for Garden Basics. Well, but you could be learning.
Yeah,
right now.
Garden Basics actually shifted last year to October. It's going to be in October this year.
You're trying to confuse me here.
We found that the knowledge that you're learning in Garden Basics, if you get it earlier, then you can start gardening right away in the spring. When you take the class in March, sometimes it's a little late to start doing some of the things you want to do by the time you've taken the class on it. So it's a little easier for people to learn and then be able to dive right in the next spring because they have all the
information. Garden Basics will be October this year.
October, yeah. Jeannie's actually a Garden Basics.
I started in the Garden Basics class and learned about the Master Gardening Program and decided to enroll in that. So the Garden Basics was really a wonderful class. Lots of great basic information, but really pertinent and important. And I'd learned some things and so it's a really great class.
And so you finished that class with enough time to say, I want to become a master gardener. And so you moved right into it.
I did. We took that class in October and I missed that January class. So it was a year in between my Garden Basics and then starting the intern program this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So be thinking about that. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, you can go and talk to the master gardeners at all of these different locations.
Yeah, I mean, the County Farmers Market at Lane Agripark on select Fridays of the month, I think we have them.
It starts in May, I believe.
Yes, starts in May. We're going to have talks in the garden on some of the Fridays. So you'll be hearing things like we'll be talking about raised beds on May 31st. June 21st, we'll be talking about tomatoes. And we'll be doing them in the demo gardens. We'll be utilizing our own demo gardens to show you good practices and things like that.
And then you can always attend the classes at the library Saturday.
Yes. Yeah.
And those are going on now.
Start this Saturday. I think we're doing easy propagation this Saturday.
Now, tell us a little about that. Easy propagation. What does that involve and how can people learn from that?
Go to the class. I have never been that great on propagation. That's why I leave it to those who know. But John Michael, he's going to be doing the class on propagation, and he's really good. And he's actually taught some of our interns during the intern class about propagation. He has a small patio garden, and he propagates so many of his plants, and it is covered in plants.
Now,
it's,
are there usually
a real green thumb.
Fees for these classes?
The library is free.
Free, okay.
The classes at the talks that will be given at the Ag Center are free. We The library, yeah, as I said, the library's free. The markets are free. The only class that we do charge for is the garden basics class.
Okay.
And then the master garden program.
Yes, the master gardener program.
Okay, and so the garden basics is coming up in October. Is there a time that can you sign up now? When can you sign up?
You can, if you see us out and about, give us your name. Make sure you get on a list. I would suggest signing up for the extension newsletter, going online and signing up for that, or calling in to the office and giving them telling them you'd like to sign up for it. They always talk about upcoming classes that we have, and they will be talking about the garden basics. There'll be a link to the application form, and so you'll be able to get in there.
There's also an events calendar on the website, the County Ag Center website. That's very handy.
And that website is rutherford.tennessee.edu.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand you have a sort of a summer camp for youngsters. What does that involve?
Yep, it's a two-day camp, June the 13th and 14th. It runs from 7:30 to 3, and this year it's called Sprouting New Gardeners. And kids will be introduced to fun learning experiences that are garden-based. I have not seen the actual schedule of classes yet, but I know they're planning some great things for the kids. If you have a third through fifth grade rising, sign them up for the camp. It's $50, but as I say, it's from 7:30 to 5, to not 5, 3.
Here's another question sent in from a text. Will hydrangeas bloom in pots?
I've got my hydrangea in the ground, so I don't
mine
haven't
as
had
well.
Experience with it.
I have seen them on TV blooming in pots, but I've never had that experience.
Okay, so
they do so well in the ground here. That
they do well.
I don't know. They don't say why they're wondering that, but maybe they don't have a lot of ground.
Maybe if you get a smaller, you get the smaller ones
in a large pot.
Yeah.
Okay. 615-893-1450. Another text question. How long does it take for grapes to produce, and what's good to put on them to help them grow? Grapes. We haven't had many questions about that.
We have not, and I am not a grape grower. We do have our vineyard out at the Ag Center. I don't think that we have put fertilizer on those for years, and they're growing straight in the ground, and we have not done anything, and we get a great harvest every year.
I have several grapes, and I don't fertilize mine either, but I do have good soil. I do compost my soil.
But it's regular Rutherford County soil.
It is, but I compost anything I put in the ground, I'm going to compost around it.
Okay, so do you have a lot of rocks? Have you removed the
rocks?
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, if you consider your yard not too rocky, we're talking about a depth, I guess. If you can have 3 or 4 feet of soil without rocks.
Three or four feet, wow.
Yeah.
How much feet do you need?
I would go down, because your roots are not going to go that far. I would go maybe like a foot to 2 feet, and then on top, because what happens when you compost that and that rain comes down or you water it, then the minerals and all the good stuff goes down into the roots.
Okay.
So composting is a way to fertilize your plants.
So Jennifer, again, you said how deep would we need if because I'm thinking 3 or 4 feet. I use my yard for different things, and I find areas that I can go down 3 or 4 feet without hitting rocks. So I'm just figuring there are other places that I could find if I needed to, but I'm not using it for gardens.
Yeah.
But I am not wanting rocks.
I would say a foot, two feet, you said, Debbie? Yeah.
1 to 2 feet.
So if you had a foot or two.
Yeah.
And again, it depends on what you're planting. If you're planting a tree and it's got a big, it's fairly big, you're going to want to go down.
But a garden, if you had a
garden,
foot or two.
You probably need, about a foot, foot or two at the most.
But you'll have to amend that soil in Rutherford County.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
And mulch on top so that you retain what's in the ground.
All righty. 615-893-1450. That is our number. If you have a question this morning, That's the number to text or call, 615-893-1450. This Adventures in Agriculture, which is April 13th, by the way, that's really going to be an interesting program. In addition to gardening, it tells you a little of the history of agriculture in Rutherford County.
I haven't been there in several years, but I know the last time I was there, there were goats. There were people with goats. There was a toll. I think the electricity company comes out and brings, they were there with their toll. I call them the cherry pickers, but so there's lots of equipment, farm equipment for kids. It's a great place to take the kids because they can see all this stuff.
Yeah, I see a lot of folks who have several acres using goats to keep the grass down. Does it, and it usually looks pretty well, you know, in good shape when I see this. So having a goat or two goats will keep your grass down.
There's been a movement to bring goats in on the sides of interstates or even in cities where there's ramps and there's a steep slope and you can't get a mower there. And they take the goats out there and they'll keep the grass down. They'll mow it down for you.
This last weekend, we went over to see the Biltmore in Asheville, North Carolina. And it's a working farm. And they had, I didn't see goats, and I'd never seen this before. They were using sheep to keep the grass down. And they had sheep dogs out there herding the sheep. It was fascinating to watch them. I mean, 50 or 100 sheep were keeping fields looking, I thought they had been mowed. So sheep evidently will do the same thing as a goat will.
I think so, yeah.
So do whichever one you enjoy the most.
If you have a slope, a goat is easier because they'll scramble up on the side of that.
And I'll tell you, I had a goat when I was a kid, not for anything other than a pet. They are the greatest pets. They will become your buddy. They call you in the mornings. They beg just like a dog would, I tell you. Our phone number is 615-893-1450. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Putting the big bat in our lineup since 1981.
This is Ben Ingram, and the Atlanta Braves play here. News Radio WGNS.
Hi, this is Tina Fox at the Rutherford Farmers Co-op. Come see us for all your clothing, gift, pet, any needs that you have for your lawn or garden, and also don't forget anything you need for your farm. Please come visit us at the Rutherford Farmers Co-op.
Where are you located?
985 Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off of South Church.
Do you have to be a member to shop here?
You don't have to be a member with us to shop.
The Co-op Farm and Home Center on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off South Church.
If you're looking for an authentic relationship with financial experts who genuinely care about your unique needs, Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank wants to help you reach your financial goals because at Capstar Bank, you matter to us. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For home restoration at a price you can afford, trust the professionals at Farrah Construction to get the job done on time and within your budget. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120.
Partial sunshine develops here this afternoon. We'll see high in the mid-50s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 25. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 46.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett. Weekday mornings at 10.
WGNS, your good neighbor station.
Rutherford County's place to talk.
Spring is in the air, 46 degrees outside. Who is he kidding? Our phone number is 615-893-1450. But next week, we'll be out of this cold spell, and you'll be thinking gardens, and you'll be outside. This is just giving you a little reprieve. But actually, you know, 46 degrees, that's not bad. I mean, I can remember mornings when it was 26 degrees, and I would think if it would just get up into the 40s.
Yep, that's a heat wave, right?
Yeah.
But even though it's cold outside, you can still start your seeds indoors.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And I've heard the library, the tech center, is giving away seeds. Do you have a choice of seeds?
I think they do have a seed selection there.
Okay. Yeah. So what are all seeds equal? Do some do better than others? Or
Some do better. Some seeds grow better indoors, if you start them indoors. Some seeds you grow straight in the ground. They don't do well transplanted, so you plant them, say, straight in the ground. So it's important to know what you want and what is the best way to plant your seed and when to plant your seed. Check the instructions. How many weeks
read
before?
The instructions?
Read the instructions.
Oh, my gosh.
We don't like
changing
to do that.
Our whole lifestyle. So that's some, and I guess you learn. That's one of the things you learn by going to Garden Basics. I'm glad to find that I'm not the only one that doesn't read the instructions always.
I think we had a class where we brought in seed packets and handed them out and said, "Okay, we're gonna see what it says on the back here and why you have to pay attention to it."
Well, I'm excited because I signed up for. Jennifer, it's escaping me at the moment. The home garden trials, the variety trials.
Yeah.
I signed up for that too. So we got seed packets in the mail, and it's a little bit of like an experiment. And we just document like what kind of soil we've planted this in. Has it been a raised bed or a garden? You know, what time of year did we do it? Did we start the seeds indoor or not? It's really a lot of fun.
It's fun. I've planted mine and they are really taking off.
I have not planted mine yet. I think I'm going to plant some of them, start them indoors here soon, I hope, but some straight in the ground. So it's interesting.
When the weather was nice and warm and I thought, oh, I want to get started. So I started mine and some of them are a little too early.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be babying them inside for a little while.
Here's a question from a listener who says they did not do any of the leaves, didn't put any leaves in the ground and let them decay and what have you. And they're wanting to start a raised bed garden. Should they or can they get any composting at the store? Can you buy pre-compost?
You can buy bags of compost, yes.
Okay, so that's what you're asked for.
Yeah, I just started two raised beds in my backyard. I put the bed in and then I put a layer of cardboard and hose it, wet it down really well, get it really wet. Then I added my soil on top of it.
And you can also buy that if you have a large garden. You can buy that in bulk from the local nurseries.
Okay. Just say I want some compost.
Just tell them what you're doing and then they're going to recommend the type of soil and they deliver it.
So they'll do both. They'll do the soil and the compost based on whatever you're planting.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I like to mix soil and compost in my raised beds so I get a nice mix of it. And it's expensive to start a raised bed because you've got to put all that soil in. But you got to look at it long term because that soil is still there at the end of the year. You just need to top. I usually just top up with compost for the following year.
When you say expensive, how much does it cost? With the soil and the compost for what is a good raised bed? 6 feet by 3 feet? Something
mine
like
is
that?
8 by 3.
Okay.
And I think it was about $130. Between $100.
That sounds about
and
right.
They bring it over to you.
I got mine in bags.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't wait for it to come back.
And we took our truck. Uh-huh. Like you can take your truck to the nursery and just tell them that you want a scoopful.
Yeah.
I think our truck holds like two scoopfuls and they just fill the bed of the truck up and then we take it home and, you know, just scoop it out ourselves into the places we want to put it.
Now you mentioned you'd put some cardboard in.
At the base.
Why was that?
Because the area was heavily weeded. I did try to pull out a lot of it, but I have those wild strawberries, and they come back really easily. So I lined it with cardboard, making sure to take off. There's no shiny cardboard. It's take off all tape. It's just the cardboard itself. And then you wet it down really thoroughly so that otherwise you're creating a bowl. You want the cardboard to be wet, and so it'll accept moisture going through.
Back to the hydrangea question. This person has sent another question. Are hydrangeas toxic for cats?
I have heard that, yes.
So, and it, you don't know how much of a high, because we've talked about this on other programs where people have different plants, and they say, but it would take eating 100 plants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure how much, but most cats are not going to eat them.
Okay.
They kind of know not to eat them. And so unless you have a cat that eats everything, most cats are not going to eat them. I have cats, and they've never eaten them. I mean, how many cats do you know have gotten sick from that?
I have never had that happen.
Exactly.
Well, it's interesting, too, about animals, and they instinctively know.
Yes,
I planted
do.
Rhubarb last year, and we've got bunnies under our shed. And so the bunnies come out, and I would see them eating on the rhubarb leaves. And rhubarb leaves are toxic to animals. And I know they had been eating on them, but they stopped very, very quickly.
Huh. And
it didn't kill them, but they stopped eating it, so...
But rhubarb pie.
Oh, yeah.
Is that...
The stem is okay, but it's the leaves.
Yeah, the leaves.
Oh, okay. So it's not... You're not eating the leaves. You're eating the rhubarb, which I guess is underground.
Right.
Yeah, the stem. That's the stem.
The stem of the leaf.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Now, we've got about 3 minutes left in our broadcast, and I don't want us to get to the end of the show and say, oh, I wish we had covered this. We meant to cover this. Are there any things, because this is the 4th of April, we're right at the beginning of the season, the gardening season. Again, what should people be doing right now, especially if you've never gardened and never gardened in Tennessee? Gardening in Tennessee is different from gardening in Nebraska, I would imagine.
Yes, yeah. Don't be afraid to ask lots of questions. You can. We love it if you see us and you come and you ask questions. We will be happy to talk with you. Go visit your extension center, the extension office. There are agents there who are trained in horticulture, and they'll be happy to help you as well. There's lots of information there.
Preparing your soil is what you need to be doing right now.
And when you say go see the extension center, that's at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard.
Yes, and actually you can pick up a soil testing kit there. Mm-hmm. And so if you can go there, pick up the kit. They can tell you what to do, or there's an instruction sheet on how to do it. Take your soil sample, take it back to them, and I think you pay a fee, and they will take it to
the
UT
Nashville.
Center up there and get it tested. And then you can talk to the experts there.
Very good. And they really are nice folks, and they do help you an awful lot.
Yeah.
So interesting. And don't forget, be thinking about the Garden Basics, which begins in October this year.
Yes.
Well, actually, it says here September 26th.
Yes. We have to back up because of Halloween, I think.
Oh, cool. So let's make notes of that. Want to say a special thank you to all of you who have joined us this morning. We've been talking with Jennifer Salter, Debbie Strobel, and interim Jeannie Schroeder. Thank you for joining us today. All of you have a super rest of the day. Stay with us. Much more to come right here on your good neighbor station, WGNS Murfreesboro.